Lesson 10C. Exercise 2B. Listen and check.
How did you meet?
We met at school. We played our first gig at school for a school disco. It was great.
What was the name of your first song?
Buzzin' was the name of our first song. It was also our first hit.
What's it about?
It's about being good friends and feeling good.
When are you going on tour?
We're going on tour in September. Our first big gig is Manchester. We're all really excited about it.
What's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour is yellow, but I like pink as well, but not together.
Who's your favourite band?
It may sound old-fashioned, but my favourite band is actually the Beatles. I just think they're blazing.
Lesson 10D. Exercise 3. A famous statesman. Read and listen. Fill the gaps.
George Washington was one of the framers of the Constitution. He was born in 1732. He didn't go to school, he studied at home. He was a farmer and then became a soldier. He was the commander of the army during the American Revolution. He later became the first president of the United States of America. He was a very tall man. His favorite food was ice cream. He liked fishing and horse riding. He had very strange false teeth. They were made of gold, ivory, and horse and donkey teeth. George Washington designed the capital city of America, Washington, D.C. His picture is on the American $1 bill. He died in 1799.
Lesson 10E. Exercise 2B. Listen and check.
The earliest of these inventions is the tea bag. It was invented in 1904. Next comes the lie detector. It was invented in 1921. Honestly. Then comes bubblegum. People started blowing bubbles in 1928. Next, we jump to the 70s with the first video game. That was a game called Pong, invented in 1972. Also in the 70s, we have post-it notes. They were invented in 1974. Finally, in 2004, we have the invention of the thinking shoes. They have a microchip.
Lesson 10E. Exercise 3B. Listen and check.
Spence Silver was a chemist. One day, he was playing with different types of glue mixes. He found a glue that was really useless. It didn't dry, and it wasn't very sticky. He had one idea. He covered a notice board with the glue. People could put papers on it, then take them off again. Nobody really needed it. A second chemist called Arthur Fry knew about this glue. He was the director of a choir. He needed a temporary way to mark the pages in his choir book. The post-it was born.